This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and on today's podcast, we're going to dive into the 2022 schedule for the Colts and give our game-by-game prediction for wins and losses that will get us to a regular season record. We'll see how that plays out. I think you guys are going to love this. Obviously, all caveats apply. It is not even June. We are in May making predictions for the 2022 season. We still have 4 months before the regular season gets here. A lot of things can change between now and then. Obviously, injuries, additional free agent signings, how other teams fare. So take this for what it's worth. This is nothing more than having a little bit of fun with the schedule we have in front of us, sort of evaluating how these teams look and getting a feel for how the Colts may match up. All right, let's dive into it. Let's start with week one. That is Sunday, September 11th. The Colts start on the road at Houston. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one. Houston is a team that is still rebuilding. They are not anywhere near in the same place that the Colts are. I see the Colts getting out of Houston with a 1-0 record in this case. All right, week two. This one, I think, has some fans a little bit nervous, but I don't think this is a team that's there yet. They go on the road to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars, Sunday, September 18th. Second straight divisional game. This one, look, Jacksonville, I think, is a team potentially on the rise. They've obviously had a lot of top draft picks in recent years. The question is, will Trevor Lawrence take that big step forward from year one to year two? I think the potential is there, but it's going to depend a lot on this new coaching staff. I, for one, think that the Colts' defense will still have this Jacksonville offense stymied. I think Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor will do enough. Again, I've been on the record before saying I think that the Colts' offense could struggle through the first, you know, four, maybe even five games of this year as they get their footing under a new quarterback. Some, you know, rookie contributors such as Alec Pierce at wide receiver. I think this could be a game that may be closer than we'd like, but I still think the Colts are the better team, even with some of the lumps. This one could be close, but I think the Colts move to 2-0 after week two. All right, week three. The Colts return home, and they host the Kansas City Chiefs. And look, I don't want to predict the loss here. I do think Kansas City is not as strong as they've been in the past. They obviously have some issues on defense that were exposed in the playoffs. Additionally, they let go one of their best wide receivers. Patrick Mahomes showed that he indeed cannot carry an entire roster by himself. He's an amazing quarterback. But I think we saw in the playoffs last year that when he tries to do it all, he can make some big mistakes. That said, I do think at this point in the season, with everything the Colts have done to bring in new guys, I think this is the first stumbling block for the Colts. I think Kansas City knocks them off at home in their home opener. Unfortunate. I'd love to see the opposite. We'll see how that plays out. But Colts drop to 2-1 after the third week. All right, week four. Sunday, October 2nd, they're home again, this time back within the division, hosting the Tennessee Titans. I think coming off the heels of losing to Kansas City and the fact that they really want to put the emphasis on winning the AFC South this year, I think the Colts win this one. I think this will be close. I think Tennessee has still got a good team. I think they have, you know, still a good core. That said, I think Derrick Henry is quickly approaching that wall for running backs. I think we saw that hit last year. And honestly, I think this is the Colts' moment to prove that they are going to be the class of the AFC South. And I think they win this one at home. Close game. I think the offense begins to click a little bit at this point. We're in week four, the fourth game. Maybe not at the full speed that we'll see towards the end of the year, but I think this will be one of the games where Frank Reich comes out shooting. Matt Ryan has one of his best days early on as a Colt, and I think Indianapolis takes this one away. All right, week five. This one is a short week. This one makes me nervous. They go on the road to take on Denver, who now has their quarterback of the future in Russell Wilson. Denver was a good team without a quarterback, and now they're a good team with a quarterback. So this one, because of the fact that it's a short week, because of the fact that they are on the road, This one feels like another loss. Unfortunately, I hate these short weeks. The short week going on the road is even worse. Colts dropped to 3-2 after week 5. All right, week 6, they will be back home. They will have 10 days of rest, and they will be hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Same story as before. I just think Jacksonville is not quite there. I think they've got to have a lot of things go right. Trevor Lawrence has to take a big step forward. I think it's possible, but I'm not going to bet on it, not at this point. So I think they take both games from Jacksonville this year, and in this case, they move to 4-2. All right, week 7, Sunday, October 23rd, they head on the road to Tennessee, and I hesitate to do this, but honestly, it would be disingenuous. I think Tennessee is still a good team. I think they're still going to be pushing the Colts towards the end of the season. That said, I do think that this is one that they steal away. I think Tennessee and the Colts are going to split the series this season. And in this case, that would drop the Colts to 4-3. Still a winning record, still in the playoff hunt, obviously. All right, before we go to the break, last game. This one's going to be interesting. They'll be back home week 8, Sunday, October 30th, hosting Washington. Obviously, this will be the return of one-year quarterback Carson Wentz. And I am not a believer in Carson Wentz, and I know that many of you are not either. I think in this case, the Colts coming back home, coming off a loss, I think they bounce back with a win, knock off their former quarterback in the process. All right, we've gotten through 8 games. We've got 9 more to go because this is, again, a 17-week season. But where we stand right now, Colts are 5-3 heading into week 9. We're going to jump into the remainder of the games. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is David Walker. We are going through the Colts 2022 season, giving our predictions for how this one will play out. We went through weeks 1-8. Now we're going to go through the rest of the season. So week 9, Sunday, November 6th, the Colts will be on the road at New England. This is going to be a tough game. But let me tell you what I'm thinking. Number one, this will be the point at which we'll know what this offense is like. The first 4 or 5 weeks, again, could be pretty bumpy with a new quarterback, everyone getting used to each other, getting their timing down. But I think by this point, the Colts will have a good feel for what their offense is going to be in 2022. I'm very optimistic. I believe Matt Ryan is the missing piece for this offense. I believe what they did in the draft to address the offensive line was brilliant. I love Alec Pierce as a wide receiver 2 prospect on the opposite side of Michael Pittman. I love the potential of Jelani Woods at tight end. I really think this offense is going to start clicking around this point, and I think it clicks in this game at New England. I'm predicting the Colts win this one on the road at New England, Sunday, November 6th. And, of course, this will take the Colts up at this point to a 6-3 record. All right, week 10, they go on the road again. Second straight road game. This time they're heading from East Coast to West Coast. They head out to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. I'll be honest, at this point, this game makes me nervous. I think the Raiders are being slept on as a decent team in the AFC. I think having 2 straight road games is going to wear down the Colts a little bit, and especially having to fly out closer to the West Coast this time around. It's a later afternoon game. So I think this one may be close, but I think the Colts may drop this one. This is one of those games where I think just the nature of the schedule is going to work against Indianapolis a little bit. All right, week 11, on the road against Philadelphia, a team that they took Carson Wentz from, unfortunately, but a team that I think has still got some question marks at quarterback. Jalen Hurts, is he really their guy of the future? We'll see. This is a game, honestly, I like the Colts matchup in this. I think with what they've done on defense and with the way that Jalen Hurts plays, I think if the Colts can come into this game healthy, and remember, they haven't had a bye week yet, so that is something to factor in here. I think this is one that they steal away, knock off Philadelphia in Philadelphia, And to me, that is going to be one of those wins that they're going to hang their hat on. Philadelphia, I think, has got some good pieces on the roster, but I think this is a game that they're going to steal away. All right, and actually, pardon me, they are not in Philadelphia. They will be at home, so that also helps. They'll be hosting the Eagles. All right, week 12, they are home again. This time, it is a primetime game. It's a Monday night game hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's the thing about Pittsburgh. Big Ben has retired, and this comes down to what do you think about Kenny Pickett? Because right now, he was the first quarterback taken in this draft, but he was obviously taken later in the first round. I think Pickett has the potential to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I don't think it's going to be immediate. And I think the Steelers still have some question marks on offense. And this is a game that, again, the Colts are at home. I think they're going to be pumped up. I think they're really going to be hitting their stride at this point. And coming into this game, based on my predictions, they're going to be at 7 wins. This will put them at 8 wins with just 4 losses, and I think we'll put them at the top of the AFC South. I think they knock off the Steelers in that primetime game at Monday Night Football. All right, next week, short week, they'll head on the road for their second straight primetime game, going to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. And this is week 13. This is Sunday, December 4th. So they're going to play a Monday night game and then follow it up with a Sunday night game on the road. Again, this is where I think the schedule works against them a little bit. Unfortunately, Dallas is not necessarily one of the best teams in the NFC, but I think they're a team that's got some talent. They definitely have a quarterback. And I think this is, again, due to the schedule, due to the nature of things, this is one I think the Colts will potentially drop as well. All right, week 14, they finally get the bye week, which I think is going to be really crucial because they're in order to make the playoffs, based on where we stand right now, I think they're going to have to finish strong. The good news is I think that will happen. All right, week 15, coming off the bye week, they are on the road at Minnesota. Now, because they're coming off this bye week, with everything in the world to play for, to try to win the AFC South, secure their playoff position, I think they knock off the Vikings in Minnesota. This should be around Sunday, December 18th. The time is to be determined. Week 16, Monday Night Football. Yet again, they're at home. They're hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, for my purposes, I've got this one down as a loss, but let me say, I think this is one of the benchmark games. If they beat Los Angeles, I think the Colts, you have to look at them as a very serious contender for the playoffs. In this case, I'm putting it as a loss, mainly because I didn't want to get too aggressive, too bullish on the Colts season. To be honest, I could see this one definitely going the Colts way. I think you'll see why I sort of leaned against it, based on how this season is going to finish out. But yeah, I'm right now predicting that they lose this one to the Chargers. However, definitely can see this one. This one is the one I'm least confident in. I think at this point, the offense, the defense, barring injuries, will be at their peak. They'll be performing at the level that we'll want them to be. And this is the one that I'm sort of looking at as the measuring stick game. All right, two more games. Week 17, Sunday, January 1st, they will be on the road in New York to take on the Giants. The Giants also have question marks at quarterback. In this case, I'm all in on the Colts finishing strong, knocking off the Giants on the road. And finally, week 18, they return home. They finish the regular season at home against the Houston Texans. Same caveats apply as I mentioned earlier for the Texans. I think the Colts take this one. So they win 3 of their last 4. This will give them an 11-6 record for the 2022 season. I think that will be enough to win the AFC South. I think right now my prediction is they'll finish 11-6. I think 10-7, maybe 9-8 record for the Tennessee Titans. And I think Jacksonville and then Houston rounds out the AFC South. I think the Colts win the division, host a playoff game, and of course, I think the potential from there is unlimited. So guys, that is my prediction. 11-6, incredibly early. This is a stupid early May prediction for the 2022 season. Please take it for what it's worth. What do you guys think? Do you think this one's going to play out this way? Do you think that ballpark record, 11 wins or 12 wins, is about right for this Colts team? Let me know what you think. You can reach out to me on Twitter at NFLDW. And of course, you can read our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. Thanks, guys, for listening in. Talk with you next time.